I'm going to talk a little bit about our preconception peer education program, the model that we have in Tennessee. It's been a joy to work with the Office of Minority Health for the last couple of years on this project. And as you heard, with 23 programs, doing one other one, it has to be pretty important. So this definitely is. And as you can see, I'm Dr. Kimberly White Etheridge, and now you know why I go by Dr. Kim. And I have nothing to disclose. So as you heard, the Healthy Baby Begins With You campaign is really where this story starts also. It was in 2007 when the Office of Minority Health launched the Healthy Baby Begins With You, this national campaign to really raise awareness about infant mortality, really emphasizing what was happening in the African American community. And as a result of the work that they were able to do and the passion, able to sign on the national spokesperson, Tanya Lewis Lee. When I first heard about the project, and I think it may have been at a conference, the next thing I thought was, how can we get them to come to Tennessee? As a state that tends to rank at the bottom of just about every possible indicator, we felt it was essential to bring the group to Nashville and hopefully to Memphis also to get this message out. If you haven't seen the posters, it's an absolutely wonderful campaign. It's been in multiple cities across the country, and we still have this up in our health department. We hosted an event in April in 2008. With our partnership with the Meharry Medical College, Historically Black College, University Wellness Project, in addition with the Fisk University, we made a very informed decision to have our event on the campus of Fisk University because we wanted to focus on our preconception population, our non-pregnant folk. Around the country, the majority of the groups had been having baby showers and working with how do you get the information to pregnant women about what it means to have a healthy pregnancy, the importance of diet, the importance of education, the importance of everything that Kim just told us about. But we wanted to do something a little bit different. And as you heard the statistic about an educated African-American woman having the same outcomes, birth outcomes, as a white woman that drops out of high school, we felt that this was a population that had been really untapped with information. So, working with students, we did an incredible job of really non-traditional recruiting. The students took it to Facebook, they took it to whatever other social media things that they do that I don't understand or know about. And we held our event with over 100 participants for this very interesting health fair that we had. And we changed the name, we called it A Healthy Woman, Healthy Future, because again, if you talk about healthy babies with a bunch of college students, then you initially turn them off because that's the last thing on their mind. But realizing that if we could get them to understand the importance of being healthy as young women, then their future pregnancies or future families would have better outcomes. This is just there are a couple of pictures from our event. As mentioned, how it worked is we had different vendors from the health department and the community come and talk about issues of health, not about their program, but specific issues about health. Students went around, they had a game card, they collected signatures, and then received what we call game money as a result of talking and learning things, and at the end got to buy gift cards and other incentive items. We had the mayor and Tanya Lewis Lee there. We also had the Commissioner of Health and the Director of the Health Department. So with the growing interest in this kind of event targeting college students, OMH came up with phase two of the Healthy Baby Begins With You campaign, which was really about how do we continue in a more organized way to target college students, especially African American males and females. And the thought was, okay, well, if we can do this with our college students, training our students to be our preconception peer educators, having them have the knowledge and give the information to their peers and to the community, then we've not only created an educated small little army, but it's a way of starting a new movement. So in partnership with AmChip, CityMatch, and the March of Dimes, the first training of students was held in August of 2008. 16 college students from several different universities converged at Howard University for this two-day training. We had Fisk and Meharry, we had Spelman, Morgan State, and UPenn School of Nursing. All brought students to learn about what it means to be a preconception peer educator. Now, Tennessee had a unique opportunity at this time because we have, as a result of a program at Meharry, the Student Health Ambassador Program, we have students who are working on health issues all across the state at five different historically black university, colleges and universities. We thought, what would it be if we actually were able to train students at all five of these universities in a way that we had a a standardized curriculum, we had a standardized group of projects, and let's see if we can make a difference across the entire state of Tennessee by doing this statewide, really kind of practice collaborative with the preconception peer educators. So we worked with HBCU Wellness Project, we engaged the four metros, the four major cities in Tennessee, and we decided that if we could do this, then it would be a great model that could be hopefully replicated across the country. We trained our health ambassadors from the five universities, four students per campus came to Nashville for the training. And with that, we hopefully arranged for the students to be able to work with their local health department, their local March of Dimes, as well as other organizations in the community to make sure that the information was available and the resources were available to make sure that the students' projects were successful. And as a result, we realized that it was more important for these teams to really function on several different levels. Level one, the individual outreach and education. This is where the students, once they are trained, find and create opportunities for small groups and one-on-one conversations with their peers. That might be a dorm group, it might be a sorority meeting, it might be a campus student group, church group, et cetera. It's all about being in line with somebody and saying, do you really want those French fries? How about some green leafy vegetables? Or, you know, you've been drinking, you might not want to, you know, go home with him. Or just different opportunities like that to really be able to educate about some of the consequences of behavior. The students identified additional students that we'd be able to train in the future so that the program would continue. And each student was expected to outreach to at least 100 students on their campus. Level two was really working at the community or campus-wide level. Each campus is expected to have a campus-wide event at least once a semester, in addition to several community events throughout the year. And this could be anything from a town hall meeting to a community-wide baby shower to something that was open to the community, because we know that the majority of historically black colleges and universities are situated in communities that are extremely at risk. And for the students to be able to take their education off campus and be able to share that with their surrounding communities is a way that we can get this information out even more. And we wanted to try to coordinate these events across the state so that they were happening at similar times and had similar outcome measures so that we could see if they were being successful. All projects have to have their protocols approved through Meharry. They all have to go through an IRB process. And we have a core set of data that we expect to be collected from each event. In addition, the individual schools can collect additional data that may be more community specific for them. And all projects must partner with the local organizations that are already engaged in MCH, because we know that this is not necessarily new work, but it's new faces, and we want to make sure that we're able to really exponentiate the opportunities and not trying to replace what's already going on. So we have four core events, our Midnight Spa, our barbershop, our Incredible Baby Shower, and our first birthday party, and I'll speak really, really briefly about each of these events. The Midnight Spa is a unique way of getting information out to young women that really caters to, we'll call it to being a young woman. And it involves health education interspersed with spa services. So learn about how you do a breast exam, as we call taking care of the girls. And then you might have to go and talk, you know, learn about, you know, the freshman 15, which has now, I believe, become the freshman 25. And then after that, you know, go get a chair massage or a hand massage, or maybe go learn about how do you take care of natural hair. And all of these things are done in a room together where every 10 or 15 minutes, you're able to rotate from station to station. We try to do it with great food. I think we had banana flambé one year, and flavored coffee, and the students loved it. We anticipated that students would come and then kind of cycle through and leave. Nobody left. At midnight, the room was still full. And all of our workers who are used to being in bed at 10 o'clock were like, they have got to go home. It was a really great way of getting information to the students. In addition, we had screenings. We had pregnancy tests. We had HIV testing. We had STD testing. In between that, we also had fitness testing and BMI testing. We had a station of Ask a Nurse just so students could get their questions answered. And it was a very comforting way of getting information out there that really was non-threatening. Just some pictures. This was the event that we did at Fisk. We did yoga. We talked about the importance of knowing your sickle cell status. And then we also wanted to do something that was similar with the guys, and we called this the afternoon barbershop, which was a similar idea of how do we get information out to the population, but in something that would bring the population in. And for the guys, that was really looking at how do we do this around giving free haircuts, and trying to do it around times when men might actually want a haircut, that may be around homecoming time, before a big football game, if there's a big party coming up or something else like that. And being able to, again, intersperse issues of being able to do testing, be able to do screening, but get the information out there also. And as you can understand, this is a little bit harder for a population to kind of pull out. So we're still working on how to make this as successful and as big as the midnight spas. Our incredible baby shower, this is just showing, setting up for it, involves how do we get information, again, out to the community. And this is one of the more community-wide events opposed to the campus events, where the students work with us to put on a incredible baby shower. The one that we do in Nashville ranges between 600 and 800 people, pregnant bellies everywhere. And basically, how do we get the information that pregnant women need around whether it's childcare, whether it's around diet, whether it's around domestic violence, around WIC services, around the importance of breastfeeding, et cetera, safe sleep, all in one place in one afternoon with lots of different giveaways and incentives and gifts that'll get the population in. This event for us has been going on for a while, but it's actually held across the state. So having the students have the opportunity to work with the health departments and really take some ownership in these events is something that has been very beneficial. And our first birthday celebration, this is something we've been doing for the last 2 years. We hold it in September for Infant Mortality Awareness Month. And this is our opportunity to focus on the assets and not the deficit. And it's an opportunity to celebrate our babies that have not been the statistics. For us, if we know that we lose, 14 babies per 1,000 in our target area, we know that then there are hundreds of babies that survive. And what is it about those babies that gives them the ability to make it to that first birthday? And we want to celebrate that. We invite all of the babies that are born in that calendar year to come out and celebrate their birthday. We have a big birthday cake. We do, again, education around programs that target toddlers. And the last year, we actually had the mayor come out and sign a proclamation that said that Nashville was going to be the healthiest place in Tennessee to be born by 2020. And so that was very exciting. As we said, we had a birthday cake, which was donated by one of our state schools. And all of our babies had t-shirts that said that I got a healthy start. And then Campus to Community Week is another thing that the students have been involved in. We did our second annual one this year. The opportunity to reach out to the community through churches, through the schools, through opportunities to really bring awareness to infant mortality is something that this week has really grown to embody. The students get together, we plan. They get the opportunity to really get a reality check because they get the picture of what infant mortality looks like really on the ground. They network. They got the national spotlight when Tanya Lewis Lee did the documentary last year. And also, it helped them to put together information about how do you do this in other areas. Just some pictures from when we were in Memphis, our students. This year, we did it the week that Nashville flooded, and the students actually took part in an MCH, opportunity that went out into the community looking for what are the MCH needs after a major flood. We went from door to door doing a survey looking for what was it that the community needed the most to make sure that the babies were protected after this, incredible event that we had in Nashville. So our students. And our level three is really getting the students to be able to work together as a learning collaborative. We try to have monthly conference calls with experts that allows us to continue the knowledge, but at the same time get the students the opportunity to talk and work together so that it really is a statewide effort. We've had multiple trainings, and what the team has been working on is just between education in the community, between doing presentations locally and nationally. And we recently just put together a calendar, which if you want one, it's up here at the end of the presentation. There are several for examples that the students wanted to do for other preconception peer educators and other students to make sure that everyone had the opportunity to have the information that they had learned. Our next steps is to continue to train, to continue to expand, continue to work across the communities with these campus to communities works weeks, and to really be able to work with OMH to nationalize all of this so that it can be better replicated in other communities. And for us, it really is about focusing on the big picture. And while the next speaker comes up, I'm going to leave this here for a second to make sure everybody sees the big picture. So if you don't see the baby, then you haven't had enough coffee.